Breakfast at Jesus' House. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Breakfast at Jesus' House. What was it like to have breakfast at Jesus' house? Now, the foods that they ate were very simple, and they didn't have a lot of special meats and a lot of special sausages. They didn't have a lot of special breads. There was one bread that they had for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Same type of things for most of their meals. But in breakfast, they'd have perhaps a little bit of milk or coffee to go along with their bread. Breakfast at Jesus' house was always a very special time. It was a time when Joseph and Mary and the brothers and sisters of Jesus would all gather around the table and eat together. It wasn't a matter of how much they ate or that they ate, it's that they ate together. And Joseph would tell stories about the things that were going on in his life. Breakfast was a time when everyone was there. For lunchtime, not everyone was home, and at dinner time, it was very seldom that people were around. Sometimes dinner was a good time when they gathered together, but most of the time it was at breakfast. Breakfast was a time when the family got going and got busy with their work. It was a time when Mary was telling them what their values were and how they lived their life and what sort of things are important to a family such as theirs. They were a family that lived in a community that had rules. The rules went back into the ancient Hebrew history. And the rules went back to the days when the father ruled the family, although some other's name that carried. And it's the fathers that ruled the family and told the family what to go on and what to do and how to do things. It was a time at breakfast when everyone sat down and listened quietly. It was a time when not so much family sharing was there, but mainly parental sharing was there, because it truly was basically the only time the family got together as a family. Most of the time they were just too busy. But at breakfast time, they would sit and talk together, and they would listen, and they would learn, and they would discuss their values and discuss the things that were important to them. The life and time of Jesus was quite different from what we know today. But what was the type of person that Jesus was? Was Jesus a smart-aleck kid telling his parents and his brothers and sisters all about the principles and the truth? No, we can be sure of one thing. Jesus was not a smart-aleck kid, though he did get with the priests or the rabbis and talk with them and discuss deep philosophy. With his family, he merely lived it. He merely was a beautiful person, living as a thoughtful, loving person with his brothers and sisters, always complimenting his brothers and sisters that they felt good. And yet, because he was such a living example of the love that he taught, his brothers and sisters really didn't appreciate him. They thought he just could not be for real, because they were naughty kids, like every kid had a tendency to be a little bit now and then, and they didn't see any naughtiness in him. And because they didn't see any naughtiness in him, they didn't really get too close to him. We associate with people who are like ourselves. And so the brothers and sisters of Jesus, though they were in the same family, were in a different world. Though they had breakfast together and they learned the things that the father and mother would teach them, they were in a different world. The world was something strange and unusual. This happens in many families. Many families have some of their children who have different values than the family does. Some of the children live in honesty and peace and truth and love, and some of the other family members might not do that. Naturally, the ones who do it and the ones who do not do it are not necessarily the best of friends or get along too well together. They're not breakfast pal buddies. But Jesus, in his way, grew up in this family, really not spending too much time there, but grew up in this family and shared with this family the beauty of his soul. Because his parents knew of his remarkable birth, they were not able to think one way or another. They just wanted to treat him like an ordinary child, because that's all that they had been given to be aware that he was to be an ordinary child with a spectacular birth. Mozart, you can be sure his parents treated him much the same way Jesus' parents treated him. And though Mozart was a gifted child and very, very, very gifted, nobody really appreciated him. They used him as a tool. They used him as a way of earning money for the family. They used him for all sorts of things. They didn't think about him as being something very special that should be carefully tended so that his genius could come out all the more. Can you imagine if Mozart's parents had been a little more intuitive into who this man, this child that they had, what might have come? The music that we've heard is glorious, but the music that he could have brought forth if he had been inspired by his family and by his world even more, he could have let loose that inner wisdom, that inner genius, that inner composition that the world has never known. One day it may. But it takes a real getting together around the breakfast table by all families. It takes a getting together, really knowing one another and being with one another. The evenings are so gathered up with television, so gathered up with other activities. The noon times are at our different locations. And breakfast is the time of togetherness, as it was in the time of Jesus. What sort of life would we have had if Jesus had been allowed to really be the beautiful being that he was from day one? If he had been known, if he had been realized, if he had been respected and encouraged to be all that he was. People often say, but I wish I had a better training as a child. I wish I had a better parent, or I wish I had a better home, a better world that I lived in. I wish I had. And I say to them, now is the acceptable time of my good. Now I claim what I wish I had. Now I claim I have. And as I claim I have it, it is done unto me according to my belief. This is what Jesus taught by example to his family, and he lived it and demonstrated it quite beautifully. You and I, no matter where we stand on the level of humanity or the level of our spirituality, we too can do it according to our belief. And if our belief is our wish, if our belief is our desire, if our belief is to come, something beautiful to come, then truly that will be it. But we have to put the cause in motion now to start whatever it is we desire for ourselves. And as at the breakfast table, Jesus was an example to his brothers and sisters and his mother and father, but he was an example of unconditional love. And unconditional love will never be understood in all the world unless it is being received by one who has unconditional love. But that doesn't mean the person who is unconditionally loving does not always continue giving love. The person who is unconditionally loved gives it out and does not expect any recognition or does not expect it back. The unconditional lover is just a person that loves and loves and loves, regardless. And such was the life of Jesus. Such is the life of you and me. Such is the joyous experience of what we can do at the breakfast table. Have a lovely day and know that unconditionally, I love you, I love you, I love you.